Chapter 5 The Lying Disease. Word List. Advice. Backache. Blanket. Broken leg. Cold. Cough. Dentist. Doctor. Drink milk. Faint. Fever. Headache. Health. Have a cold. Have a rest. Hot water bottle. Hurt. Illness. Mint and lemon tea. Medicine. Nurse. Pill. Plaster. Rest. Sneeze. Sore throat. Soup. Stomachache. Syrup. Terrible. The flu. The measles. Thermometer. Toothache. Expressions.
What's the matter with you? How do you feel? I feel cold. I have a cut on my finger. I have the flu. I have a fever. I have a toothache. She needs a medicine. You should stay in bed. You shouldn't play outside on cold days. Get well soon. Do you eat healthy food?
Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Do you have a headache?
Yes, I do. No, I don't.
Chapter 5 The Lying Disease.
Yasemin opens her eyes. She is in bed. She looks around. There is a doctor next to her bed. There are 6 more beds in the room. She understands she is in a hospital room.
Hi, I'm Dr. Watson.
What? Why am I here? What's wrong with me?
I don't know. You tell me. How do you feel?
I don't feel well. I feel cold.
Okay. Help me understand your health problem. I have some questions. Please answer them.
Okay, Dr. Watson.
Do you faint a lot?
No, I don't. This is my first time.
Do you drink cold drinks? For example, Coke?
No, never.
Do you eat healthy food? For example, fruit and vegetables?
Yes, I do.
Do you play outside on cold days?
No, I don't.
Do you have a headache now?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a stomachache?
Yes, I have a stomachache too.
What about your back? Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't. I don't have a backache.
Do you have a sore throat?
No, I don't have a sore throat.
A. As you see, Yasemin has some health problems. Look at the pictures and tick or cross. Interesting. Put this thermometer in your mouth.
After 2 minutes, she reads the thermometer.
38.5. You have a fever. I think you are poisoned. But why? I don't know that.
Yasemin remembers a poison needle. I can't tell the truth, she thinks. I don't want to lose my scholarship. They can send me back home. So she doesn't speak. But 2 minutes later, she vomits. She starts crying.
Please, doctor, help me. Give me a medicine.
I can't give you a medicine. Come on, Yasemin. Tell me the truth. Don't worry. It's our secret, okay?
Yasemin believes her. She tells everything about the treasure. Then she shows her the poison needle.
B. Complete Dr. Watson's suggestions with should or shouldn't. First, you shouldn't lie to your doctor. Also, you shouldn't try to find a treasure. It is silly and it can be dangerous. Look, this is your syrup. You should drink it every day. You should stay in bed and have a rest. Finally, you should drink a lot of water. It is good for you.
Can I attend the classes?
No, you can't. C. At that moment, Tim comes in and starts talking to Dr. Watson. Read their dialogue and fill in the blanks with the correct options.
Dr. Watson, I don't feel well.
What's the matter with you?
I have a terrible pain in my back.
Do you play computer games every day?
Well, yes, I do. I enjoy playing computer games.
You shouldn't play computer games every day. It hurts your back.
Can I attend the classes?
No, you can't. Here is your bed. Stay here and rest.
Tim looks sad. He goes to the bed next to Yasemin.
It's terrible. We have an English quiz today.
At that moment, Georgia, Varvara, Wang Shu, and Colin come in. They look ill too.
D. You are Dr. Watson. Look at your patients and match them with the illnesses. E. Look at the pictures and give advice to the patients. Use should or shouldn't.
All students go to their beds in the hospital. Now there are 6 students there.
I should get your pills now. I have lots of patients today.
Then she leaves the room. At that moment, everything changes. Tim stops holding his back. Wang Shu stops holding her teeth. Varvara stops coughing. Colin gets out of his bed and starts jumping. They all laugh.
What? I don't understand. Colin, don't jump. Your leg is broken.
Don't be silly, Yasemin. We aren't ill. My leg isn't broken. Look, I can jump.
You aren't ill? What about Georgia?
Georgia takes out a red pen. She shows it to Yasemin.
These spots aren't real.
Yasemin is shocked.
You lie to the doctor? Why?
We have an English quiz today. Miss Brown asks very hard questions.
But this is wrong.
What's the matter with you? Why are you here?
I'm poisoned. A poison needle hit me.
So, you are poisoned on the quiz day?
Poison needle?
Everyone laughs.
Come on, Yasemin. This is a silly story. We don't believe you.
The door opens and Arda comes in.
I hate you! It's all your fault!
Arda comes next to her. He looks so sad.
I'm sorry, Yasemin. There isn't a treasure here. It's just a silly story. You're right. It's all my fault.
There isn't a treasure? Oh, I'm ill. I can't take the English quiz. I can't have my dream birthday party. I can't buy a bike.
Your dream birthday party?
Yes, I want that treasure. Why? Because I want a birthday party and a bike, remember?
I'm sorry, there isn't a treasure here, just poison needles. I think it's just a joke.
Students laugh.
A real treasure in Magnific.
Haha, this is silly.
Very, very silly.
Arda's face turns red. He changes the topic.
Why are you here? You don't look ill.
We have an English quiz today.
What? Oh no, I can't take that quiz. I'm not good at English.
At that moment, Dr. Watson comes in. All students start crying.
Oh, I have a runny nose.
My tooth hurts so much.
Ah, my back, my back.
My leg.
I think I have a fever.
My stomach. I can vomit again, Dr. Watson.
Arda looks at them, and he starts crying too.
My throat, my throat. I think I have a sore throat.
A sore throat?
Arda coughs and looks at the doctor in a sad way.
I think I should stay here, doctor. I should rest in bed today.
F. Dr. Watson is confused. She has some questions in her mind. She needs the answers because she doesn't want to give wrong medicine to her patients. Answer the questions for her. Tell her the truth. Oh, I know a great medicine for you.
Then she leaves the room.
I'm a very good liar.
He laughs and goes to his bed. 20 minutes later, Dr. Watson comes back. Miss Brown is with her too.
What's the matter with you? Are you ill?
Yes!
Get well soon. Here are your quiz papers. You can take the quiz here.
No one speaks. Miss Brown gives them the papers.
But, Dr. Watson says we can't go to school.
Oh, Tim, this hospital is in Magnific. So you are at school now, right? Quiz time. You have 10 minutes for 2 parts. You can start. Good luck.
The students are shocked, but Ms. Brown is happy to watch them. She has a big smile on her face. The students start answering the questions.
G. You are Yasemin. You want to have a good grade. Look at the words in the box. Group them into 4 categories. H. Fill in the blanks with the words in the box.
The students finish answering the questions. Ms. Brown collects the papers.
You shouldn't lie to your doctor. This is dangerous. She can give you a wrong medicine. You can die.
It's not a lie. I have a sore throat. See? I'm coughing.
He coughs again and again. Oh, something moves in his pocket. What is it? He coughs again, and Yasemin sees it. She wants to shout. She wants to say, "It's a gold coin! You have gold in your pocket! There is a treasure in Magnific! You are a liar!" But she feels ill again, and she vomits.
It's... You have a... Your pocket! Liar!
No one understands her. She is so sad.
We are sorry, Miss Brown.
Can we go now?
No, you are all ill and you should stay in bed this week. You can't get out of bed.
But Miss Brown, we aren't ill. It's a lie.
Well, you have the lying disease. The medicine of this disease is a punishment.
She goes next to Yasemin.
We know your illness is real. There is no punishment for you, Yasemin.
Yasemin smiles. Then she looks at Arda.
It's not the end.
And she vomits again.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 147 and get your award. cut and stick it on my treasure page at the back of the book.